happens.
Did it ever get in your eye?
Yeah.
Does it? Oh, it sucks. How is your health?
Health's good. Like everybody in the season now, everyone's a little bit banged up, so just the bye week's coming out a good time, so we can get some guys healthy.
Did you feel that brace? I mean, it didn't. The call that I thought was most impressive was the quarterback draw, I believe, on before the touchdown pass to Kevontae last week. You feel good doing that?
Yeah, I mean the brace we had worked it all week, so I felt comfortable with it, and it's just kind of one of those things that's there just to kind of keep you safer.
Can you talk about November for this team? I mean, Iowa hasn't had, I think it's 3-6 in the last two or three Novembers. Kind of a big deal for you guys. I mean, you guys seem like you're surging.
Well, you know, November's the end of the year. That always kind of dictate where you're going at the end of the year, how you can measure how well the team did that year is based on the overall record. And, I mean, November, you're deep into the Big Ten season as well. So, I mean, it's something Coach always says, it's you have to finish strong and understand that it's tough, but you have to keep your physical all the way up, and mentally you have to stay all the way focused.
Did you hesitate a few times to run the ball at Purdue when you might have run before because of your situation?
I don't know. I mean, sometimes it's just kind of there, and you see the hole, and you go. Other times, you know, kind of depending on how far you need to go, you might want to try to, you know, scramble a little bit just to find an opening passing lane. So I think I can't really definitively say yes or no to that one.
Where do you think this team is offensively right now? Are you happy with the way you guys are improving?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing is we have to improve every week, and we've been doing that, and that's a plus. But at the same time, you know, season's not over yet. We still need to keep improving, and we need to take this week and take a step forward as an offense.
How much, if at all, are you prepping for Michigan this week, and when would be, if you're not, when would be the earliest that you'd even be thinking about next week's game?
We're thinking about it right now. Because that's the next game we play. Whether or not we start game planning, you know, as players, it's a little different. We have an extra week to watch some film, which is definitely an advantage. It helps us. And, you know, whatever Coach Ferentz really decides to do is what we're going to go with.
Are you going to have to wear the brace the rest of the season, do you think? Or?
I don't know, maybe. I guess we'll see. We'll find out.
But if knees feel stable?
Yeah, no, it feels stable. It's just one of those safety precaution type things that, you know, just play with it and, you know, you kind of forget that it's there.
What is it about this year's team that has allowed you guys to go on the road and get three victories already?
You know, I think it's a lot of concentration. You know, Coach Ferentz really stresses that, and he'll have us practice in louder environments to make sure that we are communicating to one another. And, you know, that's one of the things that can be really tough sometimes, and you're trying to get a call to someone else and they can't hear you. It's important to make sure that everyone's on the same page, all 11, so you can run a fluid play and the best play at that time.
Does running back practice, is it in practice, does the running back situation reflect the uncertainty, or just reflect the fact that you guys are kind of trying to find the hot hand and you may have found it with Jordan?
I think it's just, you know, practice we rotate everybody.
Yeah.
Just like in the game, you'll see we'll throw a different back in there, and you know, I think it's kind of the same way in the game. You just kind of rotate, trying to get guys reps, you know, like a game week. A certain guy might not get a check, so, you know, rotate them there. So everyone gets the same look because, you know, you never do know when that check is going to come up in the game.
You remember Vandenberg made a comment about having the class, because you guys have kind of the same majors or had kind of the same
similar,
majors?
Very similar, yeah.
He said it's always harder when you're actually in the play. It's not as much fun. Mm-hmm. If you found it in November here, now you're neck deep in it. Mm-hmm. Has it been fun?
Yeah. I mean, school's tough. It has to be. And, you know, added football, that makes them both tough. So, yeah, try to find a balance. And I think that's a tough thing to get. But once you can find it, it really helps. And just understanding that, you know, finals are coming up soon. There's some tests right now, right before finals. And just really have to really concentrate on what you're doing so that you can, you know, not have to go back and redo it when you look back and say, oh, wow, I didn't do as good of a job as I thought.
Have you taken any – did James leave you any wisdom on that, on how to tackle that?
Not so much. Most of the stuff we talked about was football.
Really?
I mean, we would talk about classes and what kind of professors not to have, but I don't remember any of those names. So.
Right.
And
yeah, James.
Yeah, and you can't really, you know, pick a professor sometimes. You just kind of – it's the, you need to take that class, and so you take it and hope for the best.
Coach Ferentz, did he kind of hold a practice for you because you had a film session earlier this year?
We just moved stuff up a little bit. Yeah, because I had a night test, so I had to get to that. So it was just to make sure that I got the reps that I needed to get.
What's this week's schedule, man? Have you guys practiced yet, or will you? When do you start practicing? Again?
We'll practice today. We've been recovering. Uh-huh. It's an important thing. We've done some running. We've been normal strength and conditioning type stuff. And, that's something Coach Saturday said. We need to recover, but we still need to move forward as a team. That's one of the most important things is get guys healthy, but also keep improving because still have two more games left.
On that touchdown pass to Gavante in the late first half, mm-hmm. you really hummed that thing in there. What did you see on that play? You gave a little extra zip, it seemed like.
Yeah, I saw man-on-man coverage with Gavante through the seam. And just the way the guy was playing him, I was trying to put it on his back shoulder so that he would see the ball and make a good play on it, and he did. And, the line gave me enough time to get to him, which was huge. I could step into it because they blocked it.
I'm sorry, is that a pass you could have made first week or two, do you think?
I mean, I think it depends if it presents itself. Also, having more games under your belt, you see things a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you might see a little clearer. And, I think just a combination of things helps make it a little bit easier to pull the trigger on that.
Have you gone back and watched? Think back to the Northern Illinois game. Mm-hmm. If you watch that now, would you see yourself and say, "Why did I do that?" A few times.
I might. I mean, I haven't gone back and seen it just because it's so week to week and so much concentration and the bye week. Sometimes you can look back a little bit, but you never can really look back a lot. Mm-hmm. And the important thing is to try to get a jump start in the next game we have, and also and through practice and doing what we're doing, just focusing on the offense is just improving and what are little things that coach has seen that he can tell me that I can improve on.
Where do you see the biggest potential for growth offensively?
Just continuing. We like to find that balance between the run and the pass, and just as an offense, just continually finishing in the red zone. We don't want to come away with field goals. We obviously want to score, but at the same time, understanding when you're in the red zone, we have a good kicker in Mike, and he can make those kicks if we need him.
I know you have a healthy ego, but even deep down inside on that throw to Cavante, were you doing like the 6-10 thing a little bit? Because that was a throw. I mean, I think the guy, like Shooter McGavin from that one show.
It's a movie, first of all. Right. No, that's a great movie. Happy Gilmore. I love that.
Happy Gilmore. Yeah. Because, I think the 21 was trying to bait you into that throw.
Yeah, he was kind of playing, he was playing on the outside guy, and then he kind of got it in between. So it was one of those where he can come off and try to steal it. So, sometimes you get lucky and it gets in there, which it did. And, he was a good player, so he almost had it. Let's be honest, he almost had it.
Yeah.